Hi guys, we're getting ready to start the Cure Radio show. I do hope you tune in. It's quite interesting this time. We have a guest that has claims to have spoken to celestial beings or been in communication with them. And she seems to know a lot of secrets to life, a lot of which we've been asking all along. So I hope this would be interesting and informative, and I hope it would be helpful to you guys. In the meantime, it's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm grateful for another day alive. Thanks to God, everything's well. And Bobby wants to say hello, as he always does.
Yes, Bobby says hello. Hello. Welcome to our show. I mean, Amy's show. Back to her.
You know, he's a really friendly guy.
Okay, don't make me laugh now. Okay, thank you though. I guess it's better to be friendly, right?
No, I am very grateful that it's not cold here. I heard that the southeast was spared from the recent cold front. So, God is good. God is so good to us. Wow, I don't do good in the cold.
So, do you know what we're going to be the show about?
Well, yes, we're going to answer some questions to life.
Oh, you said that.
Wow.
Well, whatever.
I didn't even pay attention, I guess.
Like, really important questions. The kind of questions we'd like to know the answers to. So,
like,
this is good.
Who's going to win the next Super Bowl?
No, not that. No. But, you know, things like, what's life all about?
I've been thinking about my father lately, the person that he made me, the person I've become. And I've been trying to fill all of this empty, but fuck, I'm still so empty. Yeah, I could use some love. And I've been trying to find a reason to get. The baggage in my heart is still so dark.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
Oh, and I'm back to amazing.
Today, you're amazing.
Okay, thank you.
Our show is available live on your radio, also through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. And we are broadcasting live from Miami through satellite, available in 35 radios in 11 states, and Sirius XM Channel 131, also live on social media, and soon after the show, any podcast player as a podcast. We would like to thank our social media followers, especially since we are reaching an average of 1 million people every month since 2021. Thank you, and thank God. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary. Awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer, or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. But despite everything, God was my only cure. Other forms of healing are presented as well, to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but I always know there's always someone who cares. If no one at all, at least God does. The song we played earlier was Modern Loneliness by Love. And guys, this is my take. This is what I get from what I played. The emptiness can only be filled and satisfied with Jesus, our Lord. It's with God that we learn to live, with everything restored. There's always that point in time of great self-examination, but when evil overwhelms, we cannot afford procrastination. It's then we have the opportunity to discover and bring about our greatest potential we hadn't realized all this time we were without. It's those lonely times that throw us off and are misleading, but despite the doubt and all the pain, it's our souls we continue feeding. We can get depressed when it seems too dark and feel alone, but many angels will surround us because God is bigger and we're never on our own. Today we will talk about answering life's questions, possibly the secrets to life. And we have a very special guest, Dr. Lily Gucho. Dr. Lily Gucho is an internationally renowned author and speaker whose healing techniques, affirmations, and positive thinking have inspired countless of people worldwide. She uses a combination of neuroscience, pharmaceutical knowledge, energy medicine, and spiritual principles. And she has developed many methods that help people heal fast. Dr. Gucho's healing message has been the subject of many radio shows, TV shows, and magazine articles, and now here, of course, on The Cure. And she also holds a master's in neuroscience, a master's in business administration, and a doctorate in pharmacy. She's also a founder of the nonprofit organization Light and Love for Africa. So Lily, welcome to The Cure. Excited to have you here. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me. It's really an honor and pleasure for me to be here today. Thank you very much.
The pleasure is ours. Lily, I understand that your personal story of healing and being sick for 12 years, it's an incredible and an amazing story. Can you share it with us?
Oh, yeah. So, over the years, I was born in, first I was born in Africa, in a small country of Africa called Togo. And then, when I have my high school degree, I moved to France to study. And then, later I moved here to the United States. And, I was, I think when I leave my parents, I start getting sick and I have all kind of, breathing issue, a lot of issues, and it was just getting worse and worse, and I would take medication. I would go to see my doctor, my primary physician, and I, at some point they told me that my immune system was weak, and that's why I was getting all of those issues. That's why I have all of these health issues.
So you would get sick a lot because of low immunity.
At some point, that's why they told me. At some point I was taking, I think, at my worst, I was taking like 17 pills a day. Wow. And I have all kind of issue in my relationships. I was in an abusive relationship and a relationship with my family, friends are not going well too. And I think at some point I reached like the bottom. And I also have a deep pain and forgiveness issues. A lot of people that needed to forgive. And at some point I just say I cannot live this anymore. Something needs to change. And I start looking for ways to get better. And I come to many books, and some of them are talking about change, raising your vibration and forgiveness. And I decided to go to a forgiveness journey for myself. At the beginning, was just to get a doubt and the pain, and just to forgive and find some relief. So, but when I was doing that, I just realized I was getting better health-wise too. My health issues was getting better. So I say, oh, something is going on because my health issues are getting better. And at some point, I was stopped taking medication. And I started praying a lot too. I started doing a lot of meditation and praying. And I was doing a lot of forgiveness for myself, to forgive my parents, those who have abused me, and all of those things. And I was finding like I was getting lighter mentally and also physically, emotionally. So I was doing a lot of meditation and fasting. And at some point, I realized that in my meditation, I would hear like communications. I don't know where those thing was coming from. Usually it's come like intuition, like a feelings, like intuition, by strong intuition. And they are always true. Sometimes I have like dreams. And I think it was my last year of pharmacy school, where they call it a clinical year, where we just do clinical rotations, going to different places, hospital and stuff. And when I was in a clinical setting with patients, usually they come with issue like diabetes, depression, and we are talking. I will have like a feeling, I don't know, it's not like a voice, but it's like knowing that, oh, she has, I remember an example, I have a lady, she was dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression. And then I have this message come. I don't know where the message are coming from at the beginning.
Let me see if I get this right. When you started thinking right, and praying and doing the right thing, your physical symptoms alleviated. I get that because that happened to me. I had arthritic pain, I had fibromyalgia pain, and as I behaved better, my symptoms started to disappear. It's almost as if everything is evil or good. Everything bad comes from evil, everything good comes from God. And there's no in-betweens, and things don't just happen. Things happen for a reason. There's always a cause. I've come to that conclusion. And so what I'm getting is that you found, you know, how to be more like Christ. And being more like Christ brings about more peace. And, you know, because I've seen people say, God will restore your health. God will give you back what the enemy has stolen. So, yes, maybe that's what happened to you. God restored your health. You did get back everything the enemy stole from you. And we'll continue talking when we return.
Yes, call us if you want with your life questions. We'd love to hear from you. Call us, 1-866-34-TRUTH, 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
They say distance is relative, and relative to relatives I have, I'd say I'm relatively close to breaking down. Because right now, I feel so alone. I've been missing the elements and wishing the elephant in the room would leave and kindly close the door. I can't ignore him like before. not anymore. Oh, I miss you most at 6 feet apart when you're right outside my window, but can't ride inside my car. And it hurts to know just how lovely you are and be too far away to hold close enough to break my heart. I miss your smile. Feels like miles, 6 feet apart. So far, so far, but so close, like a star.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is Amy Cabo, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure with Amy Cabo, or as a podcast. Just look for God is the Cure on any podcast platform.
That awesome song that just played was 6 Feet Apart by Alec Benjamin. And guys, this is my take. There's nothing harder than wanting to be close, yet feeling so far away. 6 feet is nothing compared to how far we've been once we discovered we've gone astray. Life seems so simple, unaware of the elephant that grew, residing in our souls, festering its darkness, if we only knew. But we miss the elements that God created, the love and the beauty we feel inside. It's what gives us fight so we don't give up, and what we need, God will provide. It's much different now. It's getting close, not like before. It's that reality that suddenly hit us, the one we can no longer ignore, not anymore. We're talking about answering the questions about life with special guest Dr. Lily Kochu. And so, Lily, we were talking about the awesome power of God, really. I mean, if we want to live the right life and feel peace, it does start with prayer. I heard you did a lot of praying. You say something interesting as well. You say that angels are around us all the time, guiding us and helping us. Where do you get that from? How do you come to that conclusion?
This is the truth. I don't know how to explain it to you, but when we are born, because I am communication with angels, by the way, everybody is, whether you know or not, everybody has at least two angels around them, and assigned to them at birth by God. So everybody, no matter your religion, no matter what you believe in, angel or not, everybody has two guardian angels around them all the time. But it's a matter of how to hear them. But we all hear them at some sort of level, I would say. But usually the message doesn't come like a thought or something. Sometimes they send you like a message. Usually it's like intuition, your feelings. Like, let's say you are doing your show. I would say that it is your calling. So when you are doing something and you can feel it, that this is the right place for me, this is the right thing I'm doing. So those messages are usually from your angels. So everybody has two guardian angels around them all the time. So it is just a matter of being open to listening to them and getting their feelings. Sometimes they talk to you through your dreams. Usually it is through feelings. Sometimes they will send you a message. Sometimes people call them coincidence, but usually it is not a coincidence. Or you are looking for something and you have a feeling that, oh, I need to take this road, I need to do this. And then it comes out to be a life saving. Those kind of things are usually message from your angel, from God.
That's pretty interesting that you can decipher their angels. And, you know, in reading stories about saints, Padre Pio spoke to his guardian angel. So, yeah, it's something that's possible. But I can never tell whether it's an angel or the Holy Spirit. I basically credit everything to the Holy Spirit. So how do you know it's an angel and not the Holy Spirit? That's a curious question.
This question is, I mean, this is a really interesting question. So Usually it is difficult to distinguish them. Sometimes I would say when you pray, when you call, let's say you call Jesus, he responds to you. He will intervene, but sometimes you don't know, and sometimes you just feel like a prayer in the air or nobody's listening. Let me reassure you that all prayers are listened to. So your Holy Spirit, this is a term, it is so vague, but like when you come, we are souls. We live in a body, talk, move, but the real truth, your true you, is a soul. It is some people call it soul, some people call it spirit, some people call it light. You cannot usually see like a physical eye, but it is like a light living inside of you. Your body, you can see like a vehicle that your soul is driving to have like a physical experience on earth. So when you die, what happens is that your soul just leaves the body. I think in Indian culture, they call it dropping out of the body. They call dying dropping out of the body. But literally, it's more more close to the reality, because when you die, your soul just leaves your body and go back to heaven. And that is where you come from. That is our home. So
let me see if I get this right.
So when you come, you are here.
Let me see if I get this right. Is it more like feeling light when you're praying, or really deep into prayer and really meaning what you're saying and visualizing your prayers, like if you're praying a rosary, for example, and then you're feeling light, something simple like that, or you're talking about something more deep? Because that's pretty special. I haven't felt that.
Everybody, Andrew talks to everybody. So, let's say it's like, I would call it like, an example that I can give you, is like a muscle. Everybody has a muscle.
Okay.
So, but you can exercise your muscle and like some exercise and become like a building, they build their muscle so much, and the muscle can become stronger. So this conversation with angels, communication, you can see like a muscle. So everybody has it. So,
okay.
But you can keep building and getting stronger and stronger, and the communication becomes clearer and clearer. So usually what gets in our way is our mind. So we have, when you incarnate on earth, when you are in the body, you have a body, you have a soul, and you have a mind. That is like a computer. It talks all the time, chatting and comparison and like the voice in the head. Everybody know what it is. Sometimes you are doing something, but you are not even focused because it keeps talking. So this mind is called, I call it egoic mind. So you have this thing talking all the time, but it's not, it's like a computer, literally, talking. So you have to find a way to decrease it. And most of our issue on earth come from this voice, because sometimes it, usually what it says is not true, is careful. It will say, oh, what is going to happen to you tomorrow? Why are you going to do this? How this issue is going to be resolved? Do this, do that. But when you follow it, usually it's not a voice.
You mean the good voice. You mean the good voice, not the negative voice that comes from the enemy. The good voice. Kind of like that answers questions of who are we, as in your book. The truth about life that we'll discuss when we return.
We would love to hear from you. Call us with your questions about life or your comment. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Onion on to the touch. You cannot chase this ghost away. And this too shall pass, this too shall pass. It won't always be the same. And every single scar that
in the path to this place.
With Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hey guys, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure with Amy Cabo.
And that's her, by the way.
Remember, just change the music. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure with Amy Cabo, and our website, godisthecure.com, because he is.
Yes, he is. Also, all shows are available as a video podcast or as an audio podcast as well. Just look for God is the Cure with Amy Cabo or type God is the Cure. And the podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, will miraculously show up. And then you click subscribe.
The song that you just heard was Lay Your Head on Me by Major Lazer and Marcus Mumford. And this is my take, guys. We can drive ourselves crazy. It's the path that we choose. It can cripple us numb. Ignoring it causes too much to lose. God said, this too shall pass. I'm with you. Give it to me. I'll show you what's different. All the good that will be that you may not see. God says, scars only matter. And ghosts linger about what I will allow. Don't be discouraged. I am what will happen, as it did in the past, and even now. So no matter what, keep hope alive and learn to hold tight. Evil never wins, and we never surrender when I'm in the fight.
Well, that's strong. You're getting better with this poem stuff.
I blame the Holy Spirit. So we're going to continue discussing answering questions to life through the enormous power of God's love in our lives, even though we may go through suffering or challenging times, with our special guest, Dr. Lily Kocha.
Okay, so my turn to answer a question? I mean, sure. Not to answer. I'm going to ask one. I'm not so knowledgeable. But anyway, okay. So Lily, how do we stay positive? Sometimes we have negative thoughts. And then how do we kick them out? Keep them out.
this is a really good question. I think meditation will be the most helpful thing. And I discuss with people, many people don't even hear about meditation, never take time to meditate. And when you start meditating, you see the difference. You can see the thoughts for what they are, and they will start bringing up, calm down. For me, usually I do meditation and prayer. But this is the biggest challenge of the human experience. To come to a point where you start knowing that this voice is not mine. Those voice, the negative thoughts in the mind is not you. But it is really tricky. I remember I was talking with one of my clients, and the beginning when I was explaining to her that the thoughts in your head is not yours. It's not your thoughts. It is the ego. And she said, oh, how can that be? Because it is really difficult to know that, because it's coming from your mind. You think you are thought you are... You are the one thanking them, because we get identified with the ego. You think it's like you are merged with it. So when you start meditating and praying, the voice starts decreasing. And truly, to be honest with you, it will be really difficult to get them down without meditating, without doing any meditation.
That's an interesting take, Lily, and I hear what you say about ego, but I learned not to blame myself so much anymore, but the enemy. And well, see, he always wants to discourage us. He's the master of deception, the master of doubt. He can even get you to feel bad about something or even feel good about something that's bad. Anything goes. That's why it's called the temptation. But for some of us, that meditation doesn't work. I like to listen to the saints. They definitely had communication with the Holy Spirit. And St. Paul said, you know, set your heart on the things in heaven, not the things here on earth. Trust me, this world will disappoint you. And if you just dismiss negative thoughts and you just don't pay attention to them, you can even contradict them with looking for the bright side by setting your heart on the things of heaven, the things that God taught us, the things, the example that Christ left us. I find it a lot easier to deal with all those pesky temptations. But we can say it's our ego. But, I mean, I just know there's a little bit more than that. You know, there is evil. So, sorry. So, you know, you have also an interesting take talking about negative thoughts, about why people get ill or suffering, for example. It brings about some negative thoughts, being ill and getting sick. And you had an idea about that. Why do you believe people get sick and people get ill or suffer?
There are various things that can explain that. It comes down to there is a physical aspect, a spiritual aspect, emotional aspect. For it, we can go to how I'm thinking a way to explain it. Your feelings is vibration. Everything is vibrational on whether we know or not. When people talk, when I talk about vibration, like your thoughts, the thought that you are thinking have a vibration. Every thought has a frequency. So your word has power. Every word has a vibration. So how you know when it is a good vibration, a good thought, is how it makes you feel. So when I say something kind, if people usually feel nice, oh, thank you, you appreciate it. But when someone says something bad, something rude, it's just like, because the vibration of this word is not kind, it's not a good vibration. So everything has a vibration. So our body, the physical body, is made of cells. When you come down, cells are made of atoms. When you come down, they are made of quarks. When you, like in the science way, so if the cell even is vibration. So when you are bombarding when you are like in a stressful environment, everybody knows that stress can make you sick and it's a source of many diseases, but they don't. What is stress? Is being in a something that is a low vibration and being always stressed out and being fearful and being worried. All of those things have vibration, and all of those things with time start affecting yourself.
But you know where stress comes from? Entertaining those negative thoughts. If you dismiss them, you're not going to entertain them, because you're entertaining thoughts about things that are unknown, things of the past or things of the future, and you really don't know what's going to happen. If you just trust God, you don't need to entertain negative thoughts or express them and cause bad vibrations and hurt people's feelings. You can choose to think nice things and say nice things instead. It provides for better living, more peace within ourselves and others, at least.
Yeah.
And so you have a take about life after death and heaven. Tell us about that.
Well, when we die, we go back to heaven. Everybody go back to heaven, and you have a sort of review of your life. Why you did? It's just a review to see, like an assessment. So we really don't die. We just go to another plane. So all those fear about dying.
So what about hell?
From a source of stress.
Do we also go to hell or purgatory?
I'm sorry?
Do we also go to hell or purgatory? Because, see, this is my take. God did not need us. He was pretty happy in heaven. He had it all. Why even create us? Big question for me that I kind of answered thanks to the Holy Spirit, I would say. You know, he wanted to share the love. He wanted to share the happiness, like most good people do. And, you know, this is our chance to become better people. So, because what happened was there was bad angels in heaven. That's how some of them went to hell. That's how the devil came about and all his little minions. So he didn't want to stay in heaven with bad people. So he put us here on earth so we can become better people. And you know, God is so kind, he still gives us another chance in purgatory. So I think there's three different facets of it, you know. Because he never wants to give up on us. He's a good father.
We will continue talking about that and many other questions about life and us in it. Call us with your thoughts. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're around it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure with Amy Cabell, live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, on your radio, on the app, The Cure with Amy Cabell, and on social media. Just look for God is The Cure, because He is.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Just search for The Cure again with Amy Cabell. Now, Amy spelled with an I and a double E, or type in God is The Cure and the podcast will show up.
That song that just played was Sunday Best by Surfaces. And I'm feeling good because tomorrow's Valentine's. But guys, this is my take. Hanging on, we appreciate life. Despite hard times, we do our best. We look for the good, keep up our smile, and relax, letting God do the rest. The world can be confusing, cause heartache and pain. We can come out much stronger. Turning to God gives us much to gain. Doing what we should instead of what could. Don't be driven by emotions. Let's use our mind, which God gave us. Choosing love and courage increases faith and peace we will find. It's a narrow and difficult road, following Christ, but we should be fine. Feeling good will be easy. Just pray, despite any challenge. It's all His design. We are continuing our conversation with our special guest, Dr. Lily Gutchu, about answering the questions of life. Now, Lily, seeming that tomorrow is Valentine's, let's talk about love. Let's talk about unconditional love, that is, what Christ taught us, what we know God to be. So, you say that many people find a partner for life or believe it's their soulmate. Do you know how this happens?
It's an interesting question.
Did an angel tell you?
I'm sorry?
Did an angel tell you?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, we are really looking for, we are looking for love and peace, whether we know or not. Sometimes we think that, oh, I'm looking for, I want to have more money, but what it is we are looking for actually what we are looking for, the peace that money can give us. We are looking for someone, and looking for the right person, but we are looking for love. Everybody wants to be loved, to be accepted. Love from our parents, from our children. Truly, we are here to learn, to become more loving, to grow. You can see life actually is a school. Whether we know or not, it's school. It is like a disguised school where you don't even know that you are in school. So you come up with like challenges, really challenging, and you meet like difficult people. But the goal is to grow and to become more loving. So with every action, is actions loving? Is it start loving? Before even doing something, sending a text or reply to someone, is it loving? If you can pause a little bit, ask yourself, is this thing loving? Is this word loving? So we are looking for love. We are here to learn to be more loving, and love comes in different ways and form and shapes. And when people think about love, they usually think about Hollywood love stories. But true love, like you say, unconditional love, come from God. Also, instead of us like loving everybody, no matter what they do, no matter who they are. So usually as human beings, we are judgmental about others. They are not like us, or they don't believe like us, or they don't wear clothes like us. So we have like this separation. So truly, love comes in many forms and shapes. And we are here to become more loving, to become more like God-like, and Jesus-like, if you want to.
Do you that, suppose that it way? Helps us to grow as a person, to become selfless, let's say? Because there's a reason why matrimony is so special. It's the first time that you put the other person before you, that you think of the other person. And when you have children, even better. You always sacrifice for them. So you do grow as a person. Is that not love, when you're willing to sacrifice for them, put them first, think them the better person? I mean, I think that's what it's all about. When we no longer make it all about us, and we're willing to do for someone else. And that's the beautiful thing about love. And God professed peace and unity. You know, in the Bible, he says, listen to your spouse. When you believe your spouse, or because your spouse is going to be right. That may not be the case, but it was because that would bring about unity.
Yes, he said, thank you for reminding. I'm trying, but thank you for making it so reminding to everybody. But I'm getting it.
It works. Even love your enemy. Do good for those who wish you harm. Bless those who curse you. Sounds like crazy ideas these days, but how else could you convert a soul? How else could you make a difference? How else could you find peace within yourself and others? You know, there's a very interesting story. It's a friend of mine told me about even Roe versus Wade. You know, Roe never had an abortion. And within the people that were, you know, pro-life, this little girl just showed her love, regardless of who she was. She showed her unconditional love, and it turned her life around. She just became, she found God. She found peace. She just became a different person. And, I mean, that's what love can do. When you love the one that's supposed to be the enemy, God knew what he was talking about. And everything that he professed just leads us to a better life, to a peaceful life. And I think that's what love is all about. When we first start to grow, when we first start to learn to be selfless. You know, and also you talk about, you know, prayers, the need for sincerity, modesty. You know, it's hard to find. We think that, you know, we are the best and no one's better than us. But modesty is so nice, isn't it? It's so much better to be humble. It's so much better. So can you tell us about that?
Prayer, I mean, I pray a lot, definitely, because I find solutions in prayer. I find peace in prayer. Sometimes, when it is too much to carry, it's okay to ask for help. So prayer is asking for help. So we have...
And we need it.
We have free will as human beings. We have angels around us, but they will not intervene in your life unless you ask for their help. So help is here. Help is here for everything, but we have to ask first. So that's where prayer comes in place. So unless you pray, they won't intervene because of the free will law. So when you pray, it's like you are giving, saying, oh, God, it's okay. I need help. Please help me. So prayer is really powerful, and prayer does change things. And people, some people don't, from my life, when my life starts getting better, when I pray, I get close to God, it's better. And when I was away from prayer, trying to figure out everything by myself, that's where I was more lonely and miserable in my life. So prayer is really powerful and is a tool to use. So I suggest to people to pray. It's in the Bible. Jesus say, pray. I think somewhere say pray.
You're going to have bad ideas all the time. That's because there's an enemy. But prayer is the one that gives you good ideas. Prayer is the one that teaches you about forgiveness and love. But anyhow, guys, we've reached the end of the show. I'm so sorry. It's been wonderful. Thank you, Lily. You've been wonderful. And we really had a great conversation. I hope it's been helpful. So, Dr. Lily Guccio, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Amy. It was a pleasure for me to be here today. Thank you.
For more information on Dr. Lily Guccio, it can be found on her website, Lily Guccio, that's KOUTHO.com.
TCHO. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one. Let's finish with a prayer, guys. Lord, you are all wise, the source of all true wisdom. With your supreme wisdom, you have planned my life and the course I have to take. Lead me, Lord, to the way I have to go through, and direct me to the path you have prepared for me. Help me, Lord, to make the right decisions, and allow me to experience your power and love in my life, that I may, with a sound mind, shun away the fears that confusion brings. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you to the Truth Network and all the wonderful people that work with us for having us on, as well as all the other radio stations that carry our program, including Sirius XM Channel 131. Guys.
Do we need to label them all? Next time, it's a lot of letters. Okay.
Guys, this is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo. Our app is very interesting and we'll give you links to previous shows, The Cure again, or our website, godisthecure.com.
And thank you to our listeners for being with us. Until next week, guys, enjoy your Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow.
And to me.
And to you.
And the little one in the background.
Yeah.
Guys, be kind, give it your best, and stay safe in these pandemic and crazy times. But remember, this too shall pass, especially now with vaccines available and the fact that there is a God.
And also medications.
So keep the faith, guys. Keep your values and stay strong.
Listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.